real life is a nightmare enough. Real life is a nightmare enough. Real life is a nightmare.
And the hero of our story is a worthless piece of shit. Though he loves some and some love him, so he probably will not quit. And he's full of hope and anger, and he's full of worry too. And he's full of doubts and promises that he swears came from you. On the day he meets his maker, he will ask him what went wrong. Why the sky was always falling, why he only wrote sad songs. And he's confident his anger will not wane and will not fade. And he's confident his intellect protects from the Lord's rage. But where we pick up the story, things are not going so well. Every thought he has is sadness, every moment feels like hell. Pain that started on a Sunday and crescendoed in the spring, by finale in the summer, he swears he can't feel a thing. And he's gut punched by two questions: when will you guys house your mom? As he slumps in silent answers, I hope soon, and oh, she's gone. But inside he screams in violence, don't pretend you fucking care. From September until August, you will neither here nor there. The plot has no room to thicken, every second steeped in doubt. He did not expect this battle, or to lose it in a rout. Then an unexpected vision, conversation with his mom. What she said was as important as the babies in her arm. And the holy blessed tangents do not set the world aright, but they help you to keep moving and survive another night.
Holy blessed tangents come when things get oh so gory. Holy blessed tangents in the